For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. President Xi Jinping has taken his time to visit a high school in Tacoma. During the visit, he invited 100 Lincoln High students to visit China next year. It's President Xi's second visit to that high school. He'd first visited the school in 1993, back when he was a top official in the city of Fuzhou in the southeast of China. And during that trip, Xi Jinping facilitated the establishment of a sister city relationship between Fuzhou and Tacoma. China and the United States have signed new documents modifying two existing agreements regarding major military operations and naval and Air Force encounters. A Defense Ministry spokesperson revealed on Thursday the two sides signed a series of documents on September 18th, including one pertaining to notifications during a military crisis. Another agreement involves a reporting system on major military operations and a code of safe conduct for naval and Air Force encounters. Further details of the documents have not been provided. China and the United States formally agreed on the mutual trust mechanisms in November. They were proposed by President Xi Jinping during his meeting with Barack Obama in June of 2013. The Chinese and Indian armies will hold a joint anti-terrorism military training exercise from October the 11th to the 23rd in Kunming, capital of southwest China's Yunnan province. Chinese Defense Ministry spokesperson Wu Qian said on Thursday the training is part of an annual exchange program between the two countries' armed forces. According to the spokesperson, 144 people from southwest China's Chengdu Military Command will join their Indian counterparts for the drill, which will be the fifth of its kind between the country's armies. More than 40 countries and international organizations have confirmed attendance at the Xiangshan Forum in Beijing next month to discuss security cooperation in the Asia-Pacific region. A spokesman for the Chinese Defense Ministry says the sixth Xiangshan Forum will be held in mid-October, and delegates will discuss the opportunities and challenges involving security cooperation, maritime security, and coping with regional terrorism, further building of the ASEAN community, cyberspace norms, and humanitarian cooperation will also be on the agenda. More than 130 delegates, including former foreign officials, military officers, and scholars, have already registered for this event. The Chinese Defense Ministry will also host an informal meeting between Chinese and ASEAN defense ministers from October 15th to the 16th in Beijing in order to boost trust and cooperation in the defense field. The Defense Ministry spokesperson made the announcement on Thursday. Defense Minister Chong Wan-chuan is expected to have in-depth discussions with ASEAN defense officers and participants from the ASEAN Secretariat. The spokesperson adds the meeting will focus on enhancing defense and security cooperation to build a China-ASEAN shared community. The 2015 Euro-Asia Economic Forum opened on Thursday in Xi'an, capital of Shanxi Province. The theme of the forum this year is Building the Silk Road Economic Belt. The forum aims to explore the innovation models of Asian and European countries in building the Silk Road Economic Belt and promoting in-depth regional cooperation. The forum features several main seminars on finance, technology, culture, tourism, and ecology. It offers a platform for exchanges between officials, businessmen, and experts from countries along the ancient Silk Road. China and the European Union will hold a fifth high-level economic and trade dialogue in Beijing on September 28th. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei announced on Thursday that Chinese Vice Premier Ma Kai and European Commission Vice President Jyrki Katainen will co-chair the dialogue. Hong said the two sides will discuss how to strengthen China-EU investment cooperation and implement the consensus reached by the 17th summit of their leaders in June. Police in South China's Guangdong province have seized 28 people suspected of printing counterfeit renminbi, the Chinese currency. They've also confiscated notes worth 210 million yuan, or nearly 33 million U.S. dollars. Police busted two underground dens making fake cash in Huizhou City last week. The stampede during the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Mecca has now claimed 453 lives. More than 700 others were injured. The Saudi Civil Defense Authority says the victims come from many different countries. Iran's official news agency has said at least 12 Iranian pilgrims are among the dead and 24 others have been hurt. The stampede happened as people rushed to participate in a Hajj ritual where Muslim pilgrims throw stones at a wall representing the devil. Earlier this month, more than 100 pilgrims were killed and more than 300 injured after a construction crane toppled at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.